Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
An off-duty cop attacked by a man wearing a mask in the subway. Glenn Shuck with what we know about this so far from the Chambers Street station. Glenn?
We'll put their surveillance video up at 1010winds.com. It shows the guy running through the turnstiles to get away after this bizarre and random attack 3 p.m. yesterday. And the platform, Park Place Station, a guy wearing a mask and a green jacket tossing this bike chain into the subway car as the doors were opening, and it hit this 37-year-old woman in her face. And the attacker didn't run away. No, he jumped onto the train. And after one stop, he bolted here at Chambers Street, where I spoke with this man this morning.
It's kind of mind-boggling when you're in an area like this, a nice area like this. Yeah, I thought it was just like some random stuff, like some crazy guy every now and then, but not in this area like that.
The police believe the same guy may have robbed somebody else here at Chambers before making his exit. As for the person injured, she's an off-duty cop who had to be treated at the hospital for cuts and bruises on her face. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, here at the Chambers Street Station.